Listening 37. Misdirecting me on purpose.
All right. Can you tell me the way to the station, please?
Yeah, sure. You've got to walk up and down this road once, walk across the bridge twice, open and shut the door of the library, sing The Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, and then you'll find it.
What?
Only joking. Sorry, I thought it would be funny to give someone strange directions. It's not something I do on purpose, but I love to play jokes. I often play jokes, especially on my wife. No, in fact, not often. I'm always playing jokes on her. The other day we were sitting on our terrace and I said, "The hospital called earlier about your blood test. They say they found something that they need to discuss." It was really funny because my wife's a hypochondriac, so she was worrying about it all day. She went to the church twice, and then I told her it was a joke. She shouted, threw me out of the door, and shut it after me. She didn't open it till the next day. Oh, yes, jokes are always good to make you feel happy. On the other hand, though, I understand it can be a little annoying sometimes, but only a little.
Yes, fascinating. But what's the way to the station?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot. I didn't forget on purpose. It's just that often when I start talking, I seem to forget things. Anyway, the station is close. You take the first right, go right again, follow the road, and then take a left. Turn left again at the statue, left at the library, and go straight up the street, and then you'll see the station.
You're still joking, aren't you? Just forget it. I'm going. I'll find my own way.
Okay, then. Yes, I've got to go anyway. I forgot to switch the oven off, so I have to rush home. Aha! Every time you want to ask someone directions, you'll always remember me, won't you?
I don't think you should talk in the middle of the street. There's a bus coming.
Ha ha ha! Good joke. But do you think you can play a joke on the master of jokes?
No, really. There's a bus coming.
Ah!